Good afternoon, everybody. It's Corey coming in from thegcogroup.com. And today we have a very special guest that's going to be talking about NFP, all the news that's going on today for September 6th. And here he is.
Good afternoon, everyone here in Europe and around the world. And good morning for those who are in the US. My name is Oren, and I'm the economic analyst. So what I'm going to be talking about today is what's on been focused on for the first week of every single month, which is NFP, the jobs data. It's normally formally called non-farm payrolls. So what we have today is I'm going to give a bit of analysis of what's going on in NFP and give a little background. So today we're expecting NFP to come in at 150,000, between 150,000 and 158,000 jobs added in the month. In the previous month, and this is a bit lower because the previous month they added 164,000. And even though this month's going to be lower because of the new talks that have been going on with the trade war and the with less talks about the Fed, there's a little bit of ease around the US dollar, so the dollar should expect the dollar to be a bit more stronger today. So with that being said, there's also Canadian data that's going to be happening today. And with the Canadian data, it's supposed to be fairly less, eventful than NFP, but it should, however, affect the USD CAD. And we should be seeing a spike in the USD CAD, as in a stronger US dollar compared to the Canadian dollar. Because of the poor unemployment data that's going to be coming from the CAD instead of the US. With that being said, I believe that's what we have on the cards today.
Okay. So, with that, thank you very much for that update. I just want to ask, how does this affect the rates from last month? Because I know last month, charts didn't really move. USD CAD probably had a range of about 10 pips during NFP. Which is not considered a lot, being that other months we can have 30 pip moves in a certain direction before taking off the other way. All right. So I just want to know how will this month affect it, especially with the trade wars going on, all the random Trump news that you hear. You know, our listeners don't quite understand exactly how the economic side works. So try to help me understand as well as them with how all the previous data can affect what's going to happen this month.
So basically, considering the trade war over the past few months, last month there was a bit of uncertainty. So when the jobs data came in last month, as a fundamental analyst, what we did expect did happen, but the market did not react the same way we wanted it to react. Hence, there was about 10 pip movement either direction. It was a bit indecisive before it chose a direction. So this month, like I said earlier, there's a bit of easing around the US dollar. The trade war, people are looking up to talks continuing the month of October. So the market is breathing in and breathing out at the very moment. There's a little bit of easing around, so which means that, and the Fed has stopped cutting rates, which means that it's solely focused on the jobs data to try and improve the economy by adding more jobs. So with that being said, that it creates a lot of impact around this month's NFP data than last month and the previous month, because it now is the only main driving factor of the markets right now, the main volatile factor of the markets at this very moment when the news data comes and hits.
Okay. Makes sense. So if you're currently watching our live stream right now, then you can see that a couple charts are moving, especially GBP/USD, EURGBP, and EURAUD is actually slightly going up. There's a lot of different things happening right now, but in the next 7 minutes, you should be able to see price just jump. So everyone tuned in. If you're not tuned in, be sure to head over to thegcogroup.com. Again, that's thegcogroup.com, and subscribe for free. You can also get our technical analysis course absolutely free. There's no subscription to that. Also, our chat room. We have other traders that are constantly talking on the daily. They're also using the skills taught from us on how to succeed in the market. Okay, so we're doing options right now, which is why our charts are on 1 minute. And if you have our software, which comes at the Pro and Elite package, if you have our software, then you'll be getting entered into trades automatically. So the beautiful thing about that is, since our software runs on a smaller time frame, your latency is very important. The entry is very important. So we're getting in on a smaller chart, but it's calculating everything from 30 minutes and up. So if you want to day trade, you can day trade. If you want to swing trade, you can swing trade. If you want to put the software on a different time frame, let's say 1 hour time frame, you can now start looking for monthly position trades. So with our economics coming in, we already have the take on Brexit for next week. So when you tune in next week, you'll get more information about Brexit and, you know, what the predictions and outcomes could be. There's a lot of things going on in Parliament right now. Can you just give us a like small update on, you know, what you've been noticing from Brexit?
Regarding Brexit, we all know that the government recess ended. It started, rather, on Tuesday of this month. The 4th. It started on the 4th this month. And since they're on a summer recess, they basically started with the debate of trying to get the Brexit vote and trying to make sure that Britain does not exit without an agreement, basically just try and stop a no-deal Brexit. So with that, there's been a lot of turmoil, a lot of debating. It's been the first week, and right now we're getting updates that they have passed the vote to stop a no-deal Brexit, but at this point it's still fairly early because it is the first week. So next week, as the weeks unravel, we should be getting more information about Brexit, and we should be able to advise you guys and everyone and predict and try and have an eagle view of what might happen regarding Brexit. But at this point, it's still very early, but we kind of have an idea, and it's really exciting stuff for fundamentalists and on the technical side as well.